Good afternoon, Sean. Thanks for having me.
No, thank you so much for coming in. First off, where did your passion for history come from?
I grew up in Mudgee in New South Wales, Central West. I have a lot of family history there. My family always kind of spoke about that. And so that's kind of where it started from a young age. And then moving to Sydney, I was surrounded by so much more history being in the big smoke. And so I started doing a lot of researching there, and my love kind of developed from there.
Yeah. And how do you find a specific place, like you said, maybe Mudgee or coming here to Sydney, and go, actually, that's an interesting place. I want to find out the history of that. How do you discover or choose a place?
Well, Mudgee, like I grew up there, it was becoming very touristy when I was growing up.
Mm.
When I was little, it was just this backwater in the middle of nowhere no one wanted to go to. But yeah. Then it started to become really popular. And so I thought, why not start a tour here? It's very intact. There's lots of historic buildings that are still in the CBD, right, which isn't the case in a lot of country towns. But and then in Sydney, I thought Glebe was really interesting. So I've got a walking tour in Glebe. Just again, from those, there's so many beautiful old buildings, and Watson's Bay is also very touristy. Lots of people spend a day there, and the history there is incredible as well. So really just places that took my interest, really.
And then since it is NAIDOC week here in Australia, do you have any Indigenous stories to tell?
Yeah. So, Indigenous history is a really important part of my tours. In Sydney, during our CBD tour or the Watson's Bay tour, we always walk past those beautiful big Port Jackson figs, very kind of common tree in Sydney.
Okay.
Beautiful, big, massive roots that go through the ground. And there are a lot of beliefs that they are the tree of the Indigenous women, because they normally grow along the edges of the harbour. That's where women would often give birth.
Oh,
and lots of different accounts and people I've spoken to have said that, yeah, they're a really important tree in Aboriginal culture and lore. And they would give birth like amongst these huge big roots in this kind of like comfortable little enclosed spot. And also the figs were really a really good source of sugar during the birthing process. They're also quite close to the water. And then salt water was also used during that birthing procedure as well. So yeah, really, really interesting history there.
That is a great story. So Ned, you've got these areas that take your interest, but how do you actually find the history about these areas?
So firstly, I would normally buy a book on that area.
Right, and where do you, like from the library? Or?
Yeah, from a library or online or something, or local historic society. So I'll normally read a book and I'll get a bit of a broad overview, and then I'll kind of hone in on a few different specific places or specific buildings. I use Trove a lot. Trove is like an online newspaper website. It's got a lot of Australian newspaper records on there.
So cool.
I literally just read old newspapers and find out about, you know, murders and fires and all that kind of stuff that makes it interesting.
So are you reading these newspapers while walking through the place that you're actually researching about? Or do you go back and think, oh, actually, I read about this place?
Yeah, I kind of, it'll like the dots always connect when you read that first kind of broad text or book, and then you kind of pinpoint different places. It all kind of makes sense. And when you're walking around, especially, you can notice different things. Oh yeah, I read about that. So yeah it all kind of
so
comes
cool.
together.
You're listening to Drive this Wednesday afternoon. My guest is Ned. He is from Real History Walking Tours. We've been speaking about some of his favorite history parts in Sydney, how he does his walking tours. Ned, what is the best historic story you've heard from Sydney?
The best historic story. That is a very difficult question.
I know, you do so many. They're all over your feet.
Yeah, I do. I do a lot. One story I really love is a story about this organ that's in a church in Watson's Bay. So there's this really cute little church called St. Peter's in Watson's Bay, little like 1860s sandstone building. And in there is this tiny little organ. And the organ was made in the early 1700s in Paris, and was actually used by Emperor Napoleon.
Cool.
So it was Emperor Napoleon was extremely famous French emperor. He kind of came from nothing, rags to riches, and then led the kind of French Empire extremely. He was married to a lady called Josephine, and they were kind of took over Europe together, essentially.
Wow.
And so he used this organ in his Parisian apartment in Paris, and then it was taken to London, and eventually it ended up in Sydney. And in the 1920s, this little tiny church in the middle of nowhere, because Watson's Bay was in the middle of nowhere back then, bought this organ as a commemoration for the men and women who gave their lives during the Second World War. And it's still on the organ balcony today and is played every Sunday.
Whoa.
So it's pretty incredible that...
Have you gone and seen it play?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow, what's it sound like?
It's beautiful. It's so nice. It's only little, but it's pretty incredible to think that world famous historical figure like Napoleon, some of his things are actually in Sydney.
Yeah.
Also, his personal harpist who would play the harp for him, a man called Nicholas Charles Borsa. He's buried in Camperdown Cemetery in Newtown.
There you go.
And I've actually done a little video on him as well, but it's pretty incredible. We actually have quite a lot of Napoleonic ties in Sydney, which is pretty interesting.
Yeah, I
kind of
feel bad that I didn't know who he was until like 1 minute ago. But yeah. Since you do lots of tours, like you were saying, you started doing these when you were 15. You did one in Mudgee. You do them here in Sydney as well. Yep. Do you get bored telling people the same thing every single tour? And how do you change it up and shake it up for yourself?
I think it goes back to that research. You've got to do a heap of research. Yeah. So you have all these different little stories. And if you are getting bored, you can mix it up.
Right.
So there's always, I have a standard tour route for all of my tours. But every now and then, I'll kind of go off that route. And also, it's depending on what the group wants. Sometimes I'll have a walking tour where they've like, oh yeah, I'm descended from this person, especially in Mudgee. I'm descended from this family. I'll be like, oh, okay, so I'll take you to their house or something like that.
That is so cool.
Yeah.
So you can do the tour specific to people's needs.
Yep.
Oh, that's a really awesome service. Thank you so much for joining me this Wednesday afternoon. Just quickly, where can people go and book a tour with you?
So you can head to my website, which is Real History Walking Tours. Or on Instagram, I've got a booking link through there also, Real History Walking Tours.
Yeah, and you can check out all his history videos there as well. That's how I found him. Ned, thanks again.
Thanks so much for having me.